Well, at this time, our little ones, 5 and under, amen, are going to, amen, are going to be marching on into the nursery. Praise God. You all have a good time in there. And since it's the first Sunday, our young people will remain in the service. Praise God for communion. Amen. All right, saints, it is so good to be back. Hallelujah. And indeed, there's no place like home. We've been a lot of places over the past few weeks, and there is no place like home. Pastor Rick and I, we watched all of the services, and indeed, it was hot up in here. We could even feel it coming through the screen, amen. Jesus was in the atmosphere here, amen. Y'all had a hallelujah good time. Now, we want to thank all of you all for your presence and for your service while we were gone, your prayers, for your giving, your participation. In our pastoral letter, we have shared what we experienced over the past couple of weeks, and when we get the chance, we'll be telling you more details about everything. But today, we want to give a special shout-out to our lay pastors, amen? Weren't their messages awesome? They were awesome. They were so Holy Spirit filled. We want to just say thank you to Pastor Kelly for just setting up, and just the lay pastors were just so wonderful. Want to say thank you to our musicians, to the dancers, to the ushers, to all the soloists and trios and choirs. And I mean, it was just a wonderful worship experience for us as we watched you all on the internet. Amen. And so I want to say today to you all, it's moving time. Hallelujah. It's moving time. High five the person next to you. Just say, it's moving time. It's moving time. And September is going to be a full month for us all. So just get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. We start back this month with our regular Bible study, life sharing groups, and then our various ministry group meetings. And this month, we encourage everybody to attend the health fair. It's absolutely free, sponsored by the Women's Association. There's something for everyone. We are looking forward to an awesome Women's Day. Hallelujah. A woman that God can use. It's just going to be a wonderful month this month. And then we have the launch of our 50th anniversary dream, striving for excellence in our giving. Amen. Excelling in our giving. And at the end of the campaign, it's going to coincide with our 50th anniversary as a church. Amen. We are soon to be 50 saints. Praise God. And then we'll be moving on to prepare to just fix our building. We're going to remodel the nursery, the fellowship hall, the kitchen, the parking lot, the sanctuary. We're going to just be doing all kinds of things. We're going to be adding new choir robes, hallelujah, for our choirs, new liturgical dance outfits. We're putting in new carpet, amen, and we're getting a new sound system and a new projector, praise God, amen. Thank you there, Kia. And in ministry, we're going to be strengthening our youth ministry. How many know our youth are so crucial? Because they are the church of today as well as tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to be fully investing in our Pastor Kelly's health care benefits. I mean, we've got some great things that we're going to be about, saints. And so it's moving time. Hallelujah. And we all are going to have a chance to participate, praise God, in this together. So just expect to hear a lot more in the near future. And teams have already been building. We've already been meeting together behind the scenes to launch a great campaign. Amen. So you're not going to want to miss the kickoff, which is going to be the last Sunday of this month. All right, would you high-five your neighbor one more time and say, neighbor, it's moving time. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Woo! I am super excited and encouraged in my spirit today, saints. And John played for us, great is thy faithfulness. And indeed, God is so faithful. God is so good. God is so awesome. God is so true, a provider, a way maker. Thank you, Lord. A deliverer and a healer. Hallelujah. I see I have a few witnesses out there today. Amen. And truly, saints, as individuals and as a church, when we look back over our lives, and we begin to think things over, we all can say, we've been blessed. We've been blessed. kindness of the Lord, of the faithfulness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Amen. Before we begin, let us pray. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord God. Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, risen Lord Jesus, we praise you today. And we find in you, Lord Jesus, our reason for living and our hope for eternal life. And oh God, this glad day, as we actively listen to the preaching of your word, we ask that you would cause us to honor you and to trust you for everything in our lives. And we thank you that you are here. You are here ready to continue to do your transforming, empowering work. And oh God, we are here. We are here ready to prepare ourselves as individuals and as a church to see you work, Lord God, in new ways. Oh Lord, our highest goal is to become increasingly and progressively better acquainted with you, and to make you then known to the world as we go out. Thank you for that privilege. Thank you for your love that purchased our salvation. And it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we all join together to say amen and amen. Praise God. Speak. We, your people, are listening. High five your neighbor once again and say it's moving time, neighbor. Hallelujah. It's moving time. Amen. Amen. It's moving time. It's moving time. And I want to begin, Saints, by asking each of us and all of us collectively, are you ready to move to the next level? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, at this time, Saints, I believe that we as a church are hearing the call of the Holy Spirit to move to a higher place in God. And I believe that God is really always calling us to transform into a higher place. And God desires to work in new ways in us. God desires to work in new ways through us and in new ways for us. Thank you, Lord God, as individual families, and together as the body of Christ. And so in order for us to experience and see God working in new ways in our lives, we must be willing to do new things. Amen. Now, in our Old Testament text for today, we see that it was moving time for God's people. And God guided God's people by a cloud during the day, Scripture says. And God did that throughout their wilderness journey. And Saints, the cloud represents for us the Holy Spirit. Now, let's look together. I have it printed in our sermon note sheet, and it's also on the overhead, Numbers 9:22. Together, whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it was lifted, they would set out. All right. Saints, all this was to teach the people of Israel how to get from prophecy to promise, from dream to reality, and from faith to sight. Hallelujah. It was to teach them on this journey their provision, their guidance, their protection was all dependent, hallelujah, with staying with that cloud. Amen. Now, Saints, there are many lessons to be learned here. And one of the most important lessons that it taught them and teaches us today is to never get too comfortable. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, never get too comfortable. Never get too comfortable. Praise God. For you see, intentionally, God would vary the time that they would stay in a place to teach them that no matter how comfortable or convenient a place was, it was not the promise. They weren't in the promised land yet. And God did not tell them when God was going to move, say. God didn't send advance notice because God wanted them to stay in a condition of readiness, a condition of readiness for change. Now, Saints, one of the greatest battles that we fight is that of the familiar. Everybody say the familiar. the familiar. Even though sometimes we may be in a dry place or in a desolate or difficult place, once we become familiar with something, amen, we can become comfortable with it. And once we become comfortable, we can resist anything that might threaten or try to get us to change, amen, our normality that we're familiar with. Praise God. Well, moving is one of the most interesting things that we do. Now, last month, Pastor Rick and I, we assisted our daughter Samantha in her moving process from Cleveland to law school in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, even though she was very, very organized and had a detailed itinerary, hallelujah, to serve as our guide, it was so clear to me that in the moving process, saints, there is something called an ordered chaos, even with the best of itinerary. And I say that, amen, ordered chaos, because in a move, everything is chaotic. Just say that. Everything is chaotic. Everything is chaotic because it's moved out of its normal place, amen. You know, the familiar routine is replaced by what seems to be just confusion and disorder. Everything is chaotic. And amen. And also, secondly, nothing is convenient. Everything you think you want to get to, sometimes I know it's over. I put it in this box. She had everything labeled and everything. But one thing, we could not find her living room curtains. And we found her bedroom curtains and hung them up, but we just peeked and everything. And it turned out, lo and behold, when we got back, the box was still here in Cleveland. Oh, yes. So we ended up shipping that back to her. But nothing is convenient, you know. Just even though, no matter what you do, there's going to be something that you won't be able to find. Another thing about moving is, when you start to move, you begin to realize all of the things that you have accumulated, amen, over however long you were where you were, praise God. Some of it is just a lot of plain junk, amen. Some of it is just outdated, you know, and some of it is just absolutely unnecessary. And I do give her a lot of credit. She gave away a lot. But indeed, we do accumulate over the years. Amen. Now, moving, fourthly, is a time of shifting and sifting. It's a time when you separate the useful from the useless, the valuable from the worthless. Amen. It's the time when you lighten your load. All right. Now, I give her a lot of credit. She gave away a lot. And I did inherit some of her nice shoes. I can't see Pastor. Praise God. Don't tell him I got all those extra shoes. Praise God. Amen. We have a shoe gene in our family. But she gave away a lot of things. But indeed, we accumulate a lot. Amen. And we don't need to take everything that we have to the next place that we are going. And say, this is a spiritual truth that we learn from moving in the natural. That as we move from one level to another, saints, there are some things that we will leave behind. All right, leaving some things behind can be very, very hard to do. But I don't know about you, saints, but personally, there are some things that I am ready to leave behind as I'm excited about moving to the next level. I'm ready to leave behind some of the doubts that have been plaguing me. Some of my own fears, saints. Some of my own disappointments. Some of my own disillusionment. I am ready to leave those behind, saints. I'm even ready to leave behind some of the traditions in my life that have no power. Hallelujah. Set me free and my family too. Hallelujah. I'm ready to leave behind some excess baggage, praise God, that has been slowing me down. Now, saints, many times moving is difficult because we do leave the familiar, we leave the comfortable, we leave what is normal, our jobs, our families, our surroundings, and our routines, our lifestyles, and we enter in what is called the unknown. Everybody say the unknown. All right, praise God. I'll call it the unknown zone. Oh, we go into unknown people and unknown experiences and unknown surroundings, and we start experiencing new experiences. Well, in our New Testament text, Hebrews 11:8, and it reads, by faith, And we can read this one together. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. All right, saints, God is looking for some people that will follow God into the unknown zone. Hallelujah. I didn't say the twilight zone now. The unknown zone, praise God. Anybody here ready to move on? Anybody ready to let go and let God? Praise God. Anybody here ready to go into the unknown zone? All right. Well, it is said that the African Impala, and Karen, she has a picture for us so that we can see what it looks like. The African Impala can jump 10 feet into the air, saints, and it can cover the distance of 30 feet in a single stride. But this great animal, saints, can be imprisoned for the span of its life behind a 3-foot wall. Even though it can jump up 10 feet and it can, one stride, it can go 30 feet, it can be imprisoned by a 3-foot wall. Because, saints, impalas will not jump if they cannot see where their feet are going to land. If they can't see where their feet is going to land, they're not going to jump. That's the African Impala. It refuses to go into an unknown zone. And saints, this is what it means to trust God, saints, to be able to jump when we can't see where our feet are going to land. To move into the unknown zone, saints. There are some things that are not going to happen until we make that transition in our lives unto the unknown zone. And we can call it into the faith dimension. We got to move into the faith dimension. Now, one of the greatest motivations for moving to the next level is this, saints. I am more tired of staying where I am than of moving into the unknown. We are more tired of staying where we are than moving into the unknown. Now, saints, the next level that God is calling us to as individuals and as a church is to just go and take some steps of faith into the unknown. Hallelujah. Is anybody ready to move on today? Is anybody ready to let go and let God? Is anybody ready to go into the unknown zone? Well, saints, as we move into this new season, we are so excited as a church. Let's all of us as individuals, and then let's all of us as a church ask the Lord to help us to escape from our comfort zone, saints, and follow the Lord Jesus wherever he takes us. Now, looking at your notes, saints, the wherever the Lord takes us is a place, and I have put them under the category of required. Say these with me. It's a place of obedience, a place of preparation, a place of humbling, a place of closeness to God, a place of revelation, a place of cleansing, a place of revival. Hallelujah. Yes, saints, moving on to wherever God has for us requires these attributes. For example, just take obedience, the one there at the top. In 1 Kings 17:4, God specifically gave Elijah directions for his protection and his provision, and Elijah can only expect these provisions if he obeyed God. Moving on is wherever God has directed. It's the place God has chosen for us. Hallelujah. For Jeremiah, it was the potter's house. Jeremiah 18, verse 1, it says, "This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message." Amen. Now for Naaman, moving on, requiring him to go to a puny little muddy river called the Jordan. And 2 Kings 5:12 says, "Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel?" Naaman is asking this. "Couldn't I just wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned off and went into a rage. But you know what? After his friends and his soldiers kept saying, "Why don't you just be obedient to the Lord your God and just humble yourself and do what was asked of you?" He humbled himself. He was obedient and he experienced the cleansing that he desired to take place. Because 2 Kings 5:14 tells us, so he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times. Amen. As the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Praise God. Well, saints, for Esther, moving on was a decision for such a time as this. In Esther 4:15 through 17, we see that she heard God's call on her life. Esther, it's moving time. And she didn't start saying, but, when Mordecai was saying to her, well, who knows that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. She didn't start making excuses, but. We see in verse 15, let's read that together. Then Esther made them return Mordecai this answer. Hallelujah. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Susan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. Saints, just imagine how many people miss out on our miracle because we refuse to believe God's power. How many of us miss out on miracles because we refuse to overcome circumstances to be able to experience higher places, new levels that God has for us? Oh, saints, we're afraid because of the unknown. We're like that African impala. But saints, do we understand that God can resolve the buts in our lives as individuals and as a church? God can. God is able to resolve the buts in our lives. Since God is able, there's no room in our lives for ifs, ands, and buts. So I want you to ask your neighbor, how big is your butt? How big is your butt? All right. Glenville New Life Community Church, how big is our butt? When it was moving time for Deborah, she had no ifs, ands, or buts. When she said in Judges 14:4, it says, then Deborah said to Barak, up, for this is the day which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hands. Is not the Lord gone out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men after him. She didn't have no butt. She said, go and do what the Lord say do. Amen. Also, saints, for Joseph's father and Joseph's brother, moving on to where God had prepared for them was the land of Goshen. Genesis 45:10 says, you shall live, this is God speaking to them, you shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children, and grandchildren. I will provide for you there because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. Saints, Goshen represents drawing near for us. It nourishment. It represents being sustained, being kept, being provided for, being held, being supplied. Saints, nourishment results in growth. How many know that? Amen. And nourishment results in positioning ourselves for God's blessings. We need to position ourselves to experience the abundance of God's blessings for our lives. But, here goes a big but. But, regrettably, saints, many of the time we take so long getting into a blessing position. So just like the quarterback in a game will not throw the ball until his receiver is in the intended place. The quarterback just ain't going to throw the ball anywhere. The receiver got to get in the right place, amen, for the quarterback to throw it. And neither will God release the blessings until we are in position to receive those blessings. Hallelujah. Praise your name. In Mark 4, scripture tells us the disciples, they were sailing with Jesus, and he was in the back part of the boat, fast asleep. Sometimes in our busy lives, saints, we lose sight of the most important things in our lives, and our priorities get all messed up, saints. And Jesus ends up in the back of the boat, last in line in our lives. Oh, we need to say, woo, Jesus, come up here. Wake up, come up front. Be first. Amen, Lord Jesus. It's moving time, saints. It's time to stir up the anointing today. And I'm hoping and praying that today that the Holy Spirit is going to get you a stirring today. Hallelujah. In these exciting times to come. Amen. Now, saints, it's not enough sometimes just to stir it up. All right? Sometimes you just got to go ahead and shake it loose. Hallelujah. Amen. You just got to shake it loose. Somebody here today, I want to tell you that a good stirring might be all that you need today for the fire to take hold of you and for you to be able to get into that position of blessing in your life. But for somebody else here today, you need more than just a good stirring. You need a good shaking up today. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Turn and ask your neighbor, a good stirring or a good shaking? Which one you need? A good stirring or a good shaking? Praise God. Saints, in Judges 6:20, it reads, "Then she called, 'Samson, the Philistines are upon you.' He woke from his sleep and thought, 'I'll just go out as before and shake myself free.' But he did not know that the Lord had left him." Now, notice here, saints, that Samson thought, "I will just go out as other times before and shake myself." Well, according to this scripture, Samson usually did something which activated the power of God in his life. And scripture tells us he shook himself. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, just shake yourself because it's moving time. Come on, let me see you shake. Come on. Let me, there you go. All right. You're looking like you're straight from Ethiopia. They know how to shake over there. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You know what? It's moving time, saints. Sometimes we're just waiting on the Holy Spirit. Waiting on the Holy Spirit to get a hold of us and to shake us. But sometimes, saints, we just need to get up and shake ourselves. Hallelujah. Shake off the indifferences. Shake off the pride. Shake off the selfishness that is in us. Shake off the worldliness. Shake off the fear. Shake off the discouragement and doubt. Shake off the self-righteousness and hypocrisy. Shake off lying spirits. Shake off unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name. Shake off unclean tongues. I want you to just encourage your neighbor right now. Say, neighbor, shake yourself up. Just shake yourself up. Hallelujah. Just shake yourself up. Just shake yourself. All right, some of y'all got it going on. This row has really got it going on. Yeah, let the fire take hold. Just shake yourself. Amen. Acts 28 tells us a poisonous viper, it bit onto Paul's hand. And saints, scripture, it don't say he just sat down and say, "Well, the Lord know what I need. I just wait here for the Spirit to move and, you know, deliver me from this poisonous snake hanging off my hand." No! Scripture says he shook the snake off into the fire. He shook the snake loose. Hallelujah. Some of us today, saints, we need a good shaking. The devil is trying to get a hold of us, just trying to grab on hold of us with a spirit of lukewarmness, a spirit of indifference, trying to fasten itself onto us. We need to shake off that spirit of unforgiveness. Shake off that spirit of anger. Shake off that spirit of hopelessness. Shake off that spirit of depression that's trying to get a hold of us. Somebody up in here today, saints, needs to shake, amen. Shake off those ifs. Shake off those ands and those buts. Hallelujah. Oh, shake off the spirit of fear, the spirit of worry, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of unbelief. Like some of us, Samson got things in his life that was draining out the spirit. And we too, we allow things to come out that drain out our spirit. We allow things to come in our lives that drain out the joy. Tell your neighbor, shake it loose. You need to shake it loose. Hallelujah. Isaiah 52, verse 2 says, "Shake off your dust. Rise up. Sit enthroned, Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck. daughter of Zion, now a captive. Satan's time to stir it up and shake it loose. Sometimes things get a little rusty in our lives, amen? And we kind of shake it loose and get all that rust, get it broken off again. Tell your neighbor again, stir it up and shake it loose. Stir it up and shake it loose. Sometimes the jawbones, they get a little rusty. And we're not praising like we used to be praising. We're not praying like we used to be praying. We're not singing like we used to be singing. We're not in the Word like we used to be in the Word. We're not coming to Bible study like we used to come. And it isn't that we don't love the Lord God. It's just that we need a good shaking, hallelujah, to get everything back into perspective. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For everything, saints, depends on our attitude toward the Holy Word of God. Amen. It is our attitude toward God's Word. I believe that in your spirit today, you know that it's moving time. For you and I today, that means we've got to stir up God's holy word in our lives, saints. We got to begin to read this word, be able to confess its promises. We got to be able to praise God according to God's word. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hunger means to suffer, means to be needy. It's to seek with an earnest desire, a strong desire. But thirst means to thirst for. To thirst is to painfully feel the want of and the eagerly longing, those things which the soul is refreshed, supported, and strengthened. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And saying spiritual hunger or desire doesn't just come on somebody all of a sudden uninvited and overwhelmingly. Spiritual hunger and desire must be cultivated. You must create a place of emptiness so that God can come and fill you. Hallelujah. You see, the intensity of our hunger is going to determine our dimension that we rise to as individuals and as a church. And saints, there is more power, there is more glory than we've ever known. It's available for us right now. But it will only come to those who are meet the condition, spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst. I want to ask you today, are you hungry for more of God? Anybody here, are you thirsty for a fresh anointing of God's Spirit and God's power upon your life, upon our life as a church? Now, if you have lost that hunger and thirst, just say, admit it to God. God, I'm sorry. I've lost that hunger and thirst. I'm sorry for letting other things come into my life, my priorities, get choked off for my desire for you, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord, to stir it up in me again, Lord God. I want somebody to tell your neighbor today, I'm going somewhere. I'm in transition. Hallelujah. You say, I'm going somewhere. I'm making progress. Now, I can say today I'm not everything I want to be, but I'm making progress today, hallelujah. I'm not everything I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not a Z yet, but I'm praise God, I'm not an A either. I'm somewhere in the alphabet, you know. Praise God, I'm on my way. I just want you to tell somebody, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm on my way. Woo, hallelujah. And I want to tell each of us today, saints, you are going to make it. We are going to make it. You may have hit rock bottom or tough spot in your life. You may feel like, oh, I'm going down, you know. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going down. Praise God. God has invested too much in you, too much in us to throw in the towel. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Please tell your neighbor, it's moving time, neighbor. And we as a church are going somewhere. We going somewhere. We going to flow with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. We going deeper, y'all. We going to the next level, y'all. Together, we're going to take another step. And saints, a church filled with power is a church living in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. A power-filled church is a church that is living a life of dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God. Many times we miss experiences that God has planned for us because it's moving time and we won't go to the places that God had prepared for us. So today I want us each to examine ourselves. Examine where we are right now with the Lord right now. I close with a true story about a man named Danny Simpson. Danny Simpson, a 24-year-old Canadian, went to jail for robbing a bank in Ottawa. He went to jail, but his gun went to a museum. He was arrested for robbing a bank of $6,000. And then he was sent to jail for 6 years. He had used a .45-caliber Colt semi-automatic, which turned out to be an antique made by the Ross Rifle Company, Quebec City, in 1918. The pistol is worth up to $100,000. That's the pistol he used to rob for $6,000. If Danny Simpson had just known what he had carried in his hand, he wouldn't have robbed that bank. In other words, saints, Danny had what he already needed. And there are so many of us. There are so many believers, Christians. There are so many churches in the world today. We're searching for the power of God, not knowing that we already have all that we need. Right here in our hearts, right here, God is present. Thank you, Lord. It's moving time, saints. And God's power, God's presence, it always shows up. But the question is, do we show up with the right perspective, expecting God to do something great in us and through us and for us as individuals and as a church? If we're going to be partakers of this fresh move of God, saints, we must become adaptable. We must become flexible. We must become expendable. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10 says, no eye has seen nor ear heard, nor mind conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by God's grace. Get in on what God's got going on, saints. And as we begin this new season in our lives, we must fall deeply in love with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there are benefits, amen. God has already prepared our benefits already. Everybody shout already. Already, God has already provided things. Already. God has already prepared things for Glenville New Life Community Church. Already. God has prepared wonderful things for you and me. Already. God has prepared for our victory. Already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give the Lord a praise offering, saints. Because it's moving time. It's moving time. It's moving time. And as individuals and as a church, just high-five your neighbor one last time and say, it's moving.